Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Who said this about us?
V.
V.
She says we have calm, relaxing voice.
Yeah, it is. It is very true.
That's,
I don't know about you.
Fucked up, man. That's a psycho.
Until one of us screeches.
That is a psycho.
Someone said
fantasy,
I had a
dude.
Milky voice once upon a time, and that's like I got a bunch of cum in my throat.
It's milky, like when you squeeze a fucking boil, and it just oozes out.
Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 345. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Maddie Ding Dong.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Ree. Coming for thee.
Coming at you from DDD, VVV.
And PPV.
And PPV.
And the
PPV.
And the human papilloma virus.
You get the DDD and the VVV on the
HPV.
PPV.
And then you get HPV.
And then you get it on DVD.
Ah, DVD.
DVD.
Is it true like everyone has HPV, dude?
Yeah. Did you know that 100% of people will get ringworms in their, or not ringworms, but pinworms in their butt?
100%
of people will have it. And then it's only like, I think like 30% of people will ever know. Cause like how often you go rooting around in your own butt, but 100% of people pinworms in the butt in their lifetime.
Pinworms?
Pinworms.
They should make a holiday around it. So when it's like, when you lose a tooth,
celebrate your pinworms.
Yeah. It's like crawl around in your butt and see if you got any worms.
Are you
put
saying
them
that,
under your pillow?
Are you
they're
saying
like they're like the Tootsie Pops where you find the one with the star and you get a free one?
Why
root around in your butthole? If you find pinworms, you
why not? Are you saying that 100% of people will get them or that have them?
We'll get them. Everyone. You'll get them. I'll get them. He'll get them. Either we've had them, we currently have them, or we will get them at some point in our lifetime.
So life lives inside assholes.
Yep. Life finds a way.
It's dope. Fuck. Yeah.
How you been?
I'm good now.
He's a lot better than he was. Yeah. Not as good as he was about an hour ago. Having to listen to all this cum talk.
No, I'm actually much better than I was an hour ago, to be honest with you.
What was going on an hour ago?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Damn.
Well, yeah, I told you about it.
Oh, that. Therapy. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's... Nah, I got it.
What? Nobody told me about it, dude. Fuck.
It's okay.
Fuck.
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 It's just interpersonal strain, you know, dealing with people, sleeping in houses not your own, kids...
He's got it. Full summary. How about you? How you been?
Good. Just hanging out, fucking working, living, doing stuff.
You got a thing tonight, don't you?
Swole, do I? Yeah. There's a deathmatch thing I'm going to with the homie Rick.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
God just damn it.
Great.
He's amazing.
Salt of the earth.
He's amazing. I'm trying to get my sister to come along, and then we're going to go to California next month. It's another deathmatch thing starring Dirty Ron. Dirty Ron is going to be in here getting the living shit kicked out of him. It's going to be dope.
Haters are my fuel. Yeah. Go on. That's what motivates me.
So give me fuel. Give me fat. Give me double double side. That's dope. Yeah.
Don't you have an audition or some bullshit like that?
I have a table read tomorrow for a movie called Molar. That's the one about the young rock star who becomes like a heroin or a drug addict, homeless person, something like that. I play a thoughtful stoner. Imagine that. It's pretty great. Always. Like, oh, we need a homeless person or a pothead or a cult.
I can do all of those. Person.
Like, yeah, dude, you need one of those three. I'm your guy.
Can I be a homeless pothead person?
Yeah, homeless pothead cult leader, dude. I mean, Big Wave Dave was basically all three, so there you go. I booked a trip to Indiana to go see the Lyft team. Going to go see Mitch and Lacey and Nate.
That's gonna be dope. Team.
Make sure you visit the house team where the Jacksons grew up.
Is that in Indiana?
Yeah.
What part?
Indianapolis, I believe.
Cool. That's where I'm flying in. I'll go see it.
Go see it.
I think I'm gonna see Beach Bunny the night I'm there.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's out bullshit. There.
What the fuck is Beach Bunny?
Some indie lo-fi bullshit.
Mm.
That's exactly what it is.
I feel like that's a mistake.
Wait a minute. Are we gonna revisit this indie
lo-fi? No, I'm just saying.
You know what? Speaking of indie lo-fi non-bullshit. The new Beach House album is exquisite.
Yeah, we're talking Beach Bunny, dude.
Fuck Beach Bunny.
Fuck Beach House, dude.
I'm all about that Beach House.
I'm all about that House Bunny.
That Beach
what?
Hizzy. They have survived from the last decade and are still producing a good album.
You know who else has survived from the last decade, dude? Us.
I should say 2 decades.
Us.
Us.
Well,
yeah. Almost 4. 4 for you, dude. That's crazy. You're old.
That is crazy.
It's been 4 years.
That's too many quesarones.
4D.
Dude, that's a full pizarron.
That's like 10 quesarones.
Yeah, times 4.
Speaking of which, I had some pizarron last night and this morning.
Oh, so you doubled down.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to get enough for several days of
pizarron. He's like, oh, well, yeah.
It's a place called Bambino's.
Bambino's is delicious.
Oh, it's in Chula Vista. Like I'm looking around like for pizza places around East Palomar, Chula Vista, and it's like right up the street. You go, there's big ass line for pickups, but they just mow through people and
they shoot them dead.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? All that's out here is pizza chains. Fuck them. We're gonna kill the game out here in Otay Ranch. Bambino's.
What about Kaiju, dude? Why didn't you go to Kaiju?
We need to go to Kaiju Pizza, and we need to plan a thing with Cthulhu, like you guys said.
We should do that with Kaiju Pizza and or the boarding house.
We should get Kaiju Pizza, bring it here,
and do the Trivial Pursuit
boarding house, and then do Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah,
all of it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Dude, make it a day.
That's on. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but what about you?
He's like, can we? Is that a thing we can do?
Yeah, that would be doable.
Right, you may not believe this, but back in the way beyond, George used to hang out, dude.
Yeah.
We used to do shit like that.
Well, I know. I'm not. I don't help. Where I'm like, yeah, no. You know what I mean? I get that. But
no, I'm down.
Can we do the trampoline? With a quesadilla?
I'm not even sure.
That was just like so innocent and adorable that like I almost spit water.
Yeah, I was like trying to work my way. If it was like, what would we?
I was like, yeah, what's his angle? And I was like, that was just really cute.
I think
cute
he just wants to go on the trampoline.
Sounds kind of like a little party.
Yeah, and he's like, well, the kids always get to do it, and I've always kind of just wanted.
I'm not
going to
be drinking. I'm not going to be smoking.
I've never been on a trampoline before, dude.
I've got to fuck my brain up somehow. Why don't I jump up and down a lot?
You know, I've always wanted to be on a trampoline.
Just jump and spin, dude. You'll get dizzy, and then it's like a whole head change.
Dope.
Nice. Well, what about you? I heard you think you're miserable at work now.
No, that's not what I said before the show.
I think he said that
not
regularly
at all.
On
not
text.
At all. Not at all.
Work has been a goddamn ordeal.
It was an ordeal, and it's been. You know what? Fuck both of you. No, it's been.
Red always talking about his job. Fuck.
He asked me. No, it's been a very meaningful and very challenging week, but very good week.
All right, cool.
But I am getting a little drained, man.
Yeah, I feel the same way, dude. The last year has been a little bit brutal.
It's just the weeks fly by, which is like, oh, that's great. It's like, no, it's not.
It's almost like, April already.
It flies
what the fuck?
By, and I'm like mentally exhausted, dude. And then it's like, oh, it's Monday. Here we go. And it's like, fuck, dude. And I've been like meeting the moment and doing it, but it's like, okay.
But have you been meeting your productivity quota?
Oh, dude, it's dude, it's like at an 81 right now.
That's good.
It's stupid.
Good?
It's supposed to be a 60.
Okay, so it's stupid good.
And it's like...
Well, you can be at least 25% less productive from what I'm hearing.
Tone it down a little bit.
Well, exactly. The thing is, that's why like this field, that's why this field is cuckery like that, because they know in the helping professions, people don't want to say no, because you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
it's
why
like,
I can't do nursing because I don't want to help.
Here. And it's like, but then if the focus is on the client, like when you're in the middle of it, you're like, oh, that's great. But when you're waking up the next day to do like another crazy day like that, it's like, oh, these fucks don't care about me.
Nope.
And it's like, well, what do you care about?
Nothing.
Well, the client, you know, people in the process don't work for the agency. And they do take good care of us there.
All right.
They take such good care that it makes you not want to quit because they're like, oh.
Just enough.
Though. Just enough.
Just enough.
Here's your 60 hours of vacation time. You can't quit. Sucker. Slave.
Not until I take this week and a half off.
We'll let you leave the plantation for a week in 3 months. Have fun.
Fuck, I wish they let me have a week every 3 months. That'd be dope.
That's kind of how it goes.
It's about right.
It's about right.
Yeah.
It gets... Anyway.
Anyway,
very busy, draining week.
Mm-hmm. Watch anything? Played anything?
I've been playing Dead Cells.
Good.
I hate that game.
You're stupid.
I hate it because I love it because I hate it.
Uh huh.
Like, it's not fun like Isaac, but it's more infuriating
But they found my weakness.
So you don't like it then?
They found my weakness where they give me all of these things I have to unlock.
Mm-hmm. All of these things. You know,
like, I think it was Einstein who said, like, doing the same thing over
that's
and over
actually,
again.
Who is it? Falsehood. It's he didn't say not that. Attributed to anybody.
Well, regardless of if anybody wrong, said it, Einstein. Somebody said it at some point because I've heard it. I keep doing the same thing over and over again, and I keep fucking dying, and I feel like a crazy person. But I'm like, ooh, I just unlocked a blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to find that weapon, and I have to use it, and I have mm-hmm. to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And you get better, and it gets easier. But then you get to the next level, and it's just fucking harder. And it's like, why am I doing this to myself?
And you got
to
unlock
I don't want to do this.
The cells, and then it gets harder.
I don't want to do that. And then it's like, oh,
yeah,
you do like this little two-minute run, and look, you just got 20 cells. Look, you could put those towards your thing. You could do another 5 2-minute runs and like unlock this backpack. It's like, yeah, sure I could, but like then I'll just keep dying, and then I'm just going to get really fucking pissed off at that stupid little grub worm and those goddamn scorpions, and like, fuck them.
Butt worms.
Fuck that game, too. I already had that game. I had it for so long, but I can't stop playing it. And I played Vampire Survivors a bunch of the new unlocks and got all those. It's, like, kind of fun that they do these updates, and then I play it for, like, 2 hours and get all the achievements, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And then Dead by Daylight. That's it.
Okay.
Have I watched anything? Same old shit YouTube videos. That's it.
He watched something we'll be talking about next week.
Yeah. I watched X. And
keep it to yourself.
I said we'll talk about that next week. That's what I said. We'll talk about it next week.
What about you, little homie?
I do want to mention I'm excited to be seeing The Armed next week, which is a very, very, very good band. It's a collection of a bunch of different bands, actually.
Oh, it's Sound of Animals Fighting.
They're fucking really good.
You know, one of their songs came. Apparently, I'd liked one of their songs. It came up on my shuffle the other day, and I was like, "Who the fuck is this?" And I was like, "Oh, that's that band Ro was talking about."
They're really, you guys.
Who's in that shit?
All sorts of motherfuckers.
It's hard
and it's fun. They had an album last year called Ultra Pop. And so it takes like pop sensibilities with the harder stuff. So it's like harder stuff with hooks. And real fun band. And
oh, you mean like the band tonight?
That video, have you seen the video?
No.
If you see, dude, like they're all jacked. It's like,
it's dope.
I sent it to my buddy Carlos.
It's dope.
He's like, did these guys meet at the gym or what? You know, because that's what it looks like.
Dude, that was one of the things about Manowar. It was like whether you like their music or not, they were all like Conan the Barbarian, and it was dope.
There's like Kurt Ballou from Converge. From
Jungle Book? Oh.
Yeah.
Converge Ballou fucks.
Yeah.
I think this shit popped up on my stuff too. I thought it was like some indie fucking hip hop
indie lo-fi like, bullshit.
So did I. Because that's why I didn't like listen to the album initially, and then I did, and I was like, "Oh, that cover is brilliant." You know what I'm saying?
What was the cover?
It's like a black dude with an orange background. He's got like
I thought you meant a cover song.
The album cover. It let me know they were doing a bunch of juxtaposition, which is refreshing.
Ah.
But they
rest
throw the
fresh ass.
But they throw the fuck down when it comes to the heavy stuff. But it's not like you sound like every other heavy band. Yeah, they got a lot of energy. Anyway, they're only playing. They were only playing 3 shows initially: Detroit, LA, and New York. All 3 are sold out. I'm going with Dane next week. Hi, Dane.
Hi, Dane.
And Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Also, we're gonna go see Lingua Ignota in June in LA. Who was, I saw her open a few years ago before she dated Alexis Marshall from Daughters.
That is, oh.
Yeah.
That sounds problematic.
Well, and she's the one that she reported all the stuff. But she's had 2 albums since then. They're fucking amazing. And so, that's in June. So I'm excited about those.
Okay.
But as far as watching stuff, I watched Phoenix Rising. Do you guys know what this is?
Oh, this is a documentary about what's her face?
Rachel Wood.
The abuse from Manson, right?
Yeah. It sucked me in, you know? I was like, oh, wait a minute. It popped up on HBO Max. It's 2 episodes. It's pretty well done documentary. And the information in this, it's a hard watch. Because it's like, I know that it's like, you know, our reaction is like, no! You don't say! No, but when you go through the specifics and you see that there's a bunch of people, like there's a support group, which is just Manson victims.
Damn.
It's fucking crazy. So you go through this, and then it also, it does this good lens of just like, just 20 years ago, how younger women were real sexualized differently than they are now already. It's just a lot that's changed in the last 20 years. But the second episode, I'll say this, though, it's not to degrade the purpose of the thing, because she was largely responsible for the thing pushing for the act to repeal. They had a law where it was like, if it's longer than 3 years, you can't pursue a claim for this. And in California, that got changed recently to 10 years because they said, like, why not? You know, basically. Anyway, you're very quiet. And the second half, though, she spends most of the time at her fucking family's house. And it's like I'm watching Evan Rachel Wood's version of the Kardashians. And I'm not about that.
Mm.
But I would recommend watching the first half if you're interested, and also because it's not just about that. It's like, again, it gives kind of a lens of it's this kind of interesting thing from the last 20 years and going through a little bit of a retrospective of Manson, because I got a little nostalgic seeing the stuff from the 90s. Jorge had a patch on his backpack when I met him.
I did have a Marilyn Manson patch
Stevie
on my backpack.
Stevie Dio always wore one, like a shirt.
He was a Marilyn Manson dude?
Huge Marilyn Manson dude. I remember one time he got assaulted by the manager of Baskin Robbins, and they ripped his Marilyn Manson shirt, and he retired it and like put it up on his wall.
Wow.
He deserved it.
Well, and also it's like, you know, it is an unfortunate, because anytime I saw him interviewed, he was extremely well-spoken. He was very intellectual. He made articulate points, and he kind of shut people down, like on like politically incorrect. It was like, you know, they were always shocked, but then it's like, well, turns out
he's a fucking awful person.
Yeah. So, yeah. On the other hand, he had a beautiful singing voice.
He did.
Did he?
Very angelic.
Yeah.
That's on HBO Max, though. And if you know someone or a survivor of these kinds of things, you'll probably get more mileage out of that kind of thing.
Besides, you know, or if you're just a fan of those things.
Or if you're just ghoulish about these things, yeah, and want to hear the details.
Yeah, Jesus.
Gerald's Game, which I'd seen, but...
Oh, so that new thing?
No, the old one.
No, the old thing.
The gloving, right?
On 2017 on Netflix, the Flanagan one.
Oh, yeah, the new thing.
Is it new? Is it?
Well, I mean, outside, okay. 2017. That's...
Dude.
Is that 2017?
Dude! Yeah, I looked it up. I was like, fuck, it's been 5 years? That's scary, right?
It's been 5 fucking years since that came out?
You don't have to do that. 2017.
Oh. But that is...
Yeah, that's scary, right?
That's scary as shit. Jesus.
That shit is really solid. Sophia hadn't seen it. And Flanagan, I didn't know until watching it, because I haven't watched Midnight Mass.
It's a mistake.
I keep hearing that. But he has a book on top of the bed. It's Midnight Mass. Mm. And then I'm like, oh, did he base this on something? And then I look into it, and it's also in Hush, another movie he did. It shows the book, Midnight Mass.
That's weird. I was just talking about that movie today.
So, yeah, and it's not something... He was developing it as a screenplay at the time and decided to weave, like, his in-universe stuff together, but it's not, like, in the same universe, but it's a book in that universe.
That's kind of neat.
That is kind of neat. That's weird, right? But, yeah, if there's someone listening who hasn't watched it on Netflix, that's a pretty good fucking watch.
I haven't.
You didn't?
I won't.
You should.
It's Stephen King, and it sounds boring.
It's one of the better Stephen King adaptations.
I heard that, like, the thing is the degloving, so I already know, and I've already seen that part.
Dude, even before the degloving, it does all sorts of psychological stuff. It really does.
It's Stephen King, and I heard the thing is about the thing. It's like, God damn it,
Stephen King,
you like,
man,
the thing.
Stephen King just doesn't, like, tickle my fancy.
Nothing,
like,
does. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the joys,
you know,
of growing
does?
Up.
Hellbender.
Pro wrestling does, bro.
Okay, wait a minute.
Pro wrestling.
Pro
wrestling.
We're continuing with our RuPaul, and we're current with that show.
How are you ain't done yet?
We're current.
Okay.
I rented, like, the access pass so I can watch it on Apple TV.
That's crazy.
It's a gift That's to wild. Sophia, because we don't have cable, and it's like, fuck
RuPaul's
cable.
RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a gift to my girlfriend.
Dude, therapy for her. She needs that shit.
She needs that shit, or his life is unhinged.
Well, and sometimes I do too, you know? I can go on Discord and just be a complete fucking ass while she watches RuPaul, and I'll get the highlights.
You need to get that girl a gay friend.
She misses her gay friends.
She needs one.
But in lieu of a gay friend, she has me. And so I showed her Singing in the Rain, Batman and Robin. What we're doing... She can't watch the whole thing. So what we're doing is we're watching 10 minutes a night. And it's watching Batman minutes every night is bringing in this new experience with the film. Like, I get to, dude, you get to really encounter it head on.
Every time I get more of a glimpse into their, like, home life, I'm just like,
it
so...
It must be a fucking menagerie nightmare.
Dude, I imagine, when he says they watch it in 10-minute chunks, I imagine he's sitting her down like it's her medicine. Timer. Like, yep. All right, Sophia, come on. It's time for your 10 minutes of Batman and Robin.
No, but I want to see what happens with Poison Ivy. Like that. Sorry, nope. That's tomorrow.
Yep, nope. No, a little bit at a time. Because no, now I'm into it.
She's on board with it now, but then, like, if I want to keep going, she's like, okay, okay, okay. I'm like, okay, okay, we got to go. We got to go. And then I got to.
I want to know what happened with Robin.
We're current on Severance, the show that we mentioned last week.
Good.
It's on up to episode 6, just debuted. Episode 5 was fucking crazy.
Yep.
And it had, like, a crazy name that sounded like a Meshuggah song that I forgot the fucking title of. Damn it. But did you watch up to episode 6?
I haven't seen the new one that just dropped yesterday. No.
Yeah.
No, but the fucking the elevator you're talking about?
The ant one, the baby goats and shit. Have you gotten to there yet?
Yeah.
Baby goats.
I'm like, because now it's just getting like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's like Lost, though, where it's like they'll never be able to tie this up or something. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, I wouldn't really be disappointed if they didn't.
Yeah, because it's about like the process.
Yeah,
right. It's not. I'm not here like
a big reveal. Like, what's the product they're actually selling?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, neither do they. It's about like It's about this whole fucking way of doing things.
It's great. Show's great.
It is, dude. And Matt, I got to tell you, you would love that show.
So I'm not watching that show. That's what I'm together
now. Something you may like is the new Charlie XCX album. Fantastic pop album.
I don't know what that is.
She's fantastic pop album. And she's dope. She's like her and Dua Lipa.
Usually whenever Spotify suggests something to me that I've never heard of, I don't want to listen to it. Like, if it's
weird.
Well, because it does that shit a lot of the time where it's like, oh, listen to this Michelle Obama podcast. I'm like, what in my history makes you think I want the Michelle Obama podcast? No, but like recently they recommended me the new Hot Water Music album. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know Hot Water Music had a new album. I'm cool with that.
Can you put something I already listened to, please?
Then they recommended me that thing. And I'm like, what is this Charlie XCX?
Well, that's the idea of a recommendation.
Yeah, but based on what grounds?
Hey, Spotify, can you just recommend me Operation Ivy again, please?
Yeah, thank you.
It is a really good...
Please give me what I want.
Good art pop.
Oh, Suicide Machines? Yes, please.
Oh, dude, that new album is real good. I'm actually really into that new Suicide Machines record.
And, Meshuggah has a new album coming out April 1st. So, in between Beach House and Charlie XCX and Meshuggah, Author and Punisher had a new album come out a month ago, which is...
Autist and Punisher,
which was good. I don't love it. Mm-mm. But it's, you know, hey, I'm happy with the stuff going on right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Just doing over
there. I'm not into this.
You don't...
I'm going to listen to it for 3 seconds on my phone.
Bro, heard a tiny bit on
that's
my
like,
phone.
That's like Kesha, bro. I'm not into that.
You're so
Kesha and Lady Gaga and Charlie XCX can all be gone. Thank you.
So we're gonna go see.
He knows nothing about.
We're gonna go see Coheed soon.
Yeah, we are.
I'm very excited.
Dance, Gavin, dance.
But also,
we
Alexis on Fire is also San Diego, which is ooh hoo hoo. I've never seen. I've never seen them live.
Really?
They're never.
Good. I've seen them a couple times.
I'm excited.
I insulted them during an interview. It was fun. It was right after Crisis came out. I asked him, like, what the fuck they were thinking with You Burn First. I'm like,
You're stupid. Like, one of the better songs of that album. You're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, because it didn't fit at all. It just tonally just, like, brought down the whole album. It's like, did you guys just start listening to a bunch of Nine Inch Nails or something?
So dumb sometimes.
It was awful. That's better. That's better than whatever this other song is.
Well, you can't just go... It's not like I like every...
I played her most played song, though.
That's probably a mistake.
That's like got four and a half times more downloads than anything else.
I'm talking about the new album specifically. Oh,
Jesus Lord.
Why would you play her most liked song?
Because
you're
an idiot? Like, that's... Well, this is...
Let me go to the biggest hit, 2021. And that must be the one.
Yeah, like, now why I else would people listen to it?
I
all her
music, because I listened to 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Oh, she does have a song with song. Rina Sawayawa.
Yeah, she does, and I don't like that one. It's called Don't Make Me Beg or something.
Beg for You, yeah.
That one's okay.
Rina fucks, though. Rina's dope.
Rina does suck. Fuck. Yeah.
She sucks and fucks. She sucks
and fucks.
That's yeah, double
it,
dope.
Yeah, I don't like every song. He's like, give it a yeah, wah. I don't like every song from anybody.
Oh, man. So I just finished up and started up. Finished season one, started season two of Prison Break.
God damn!
That show fucking sucks, dude. What? So,
do they even like television shows,
dude? So the whole time, because I'd seen this show before, it was like, you know,
he's seen it before and he's still watching it again,
and it fucking sucks.
So it was because at the time watching it, you know, you couldn't mainline it because it was a serialized show at the time, right? So it was like, it was kind of interesting because, you know, you're like, oh, what's Schofield gonna get into?
What kind of zany shenanigans,
hijinks is this guy gonna get into? But when you're watching this shit back to back to back, it's like, oh fuck, this is awful. This is not a good show in the least. When they finally get out of this fucking prison and they're like, oh fuck, they're hunting for us. Yeah, stupid! No, what the shit. Fuck did you think was gonna happen?
It's like, oh, they found a way through. Oh well, time to let them leave.
Yeah, and it's like
they get to the motel and like, we're not safe.
Well, and
is it like that?
Not only that, but like a lot of the reason why these people were leaving is to get back to their family members, right?
Family.
And I'm family. 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 And I go, well, now they can never see their family again.
Family.
Because they're convicted felons that are now on the run. So this one dude, this Sucre motherfucker, exactly, has to get out of jail, out of prison, because his current girlfriend is pregnant and wants to be in the kid's life. And it's like, you dumb motherfucker. What?
That happens a lot.
What?
These guys do that kind of shit.
Like what?
Like they want to be in the kid's life, and that's what they're trying to get out of jail for.
Yeah, well, so, anywho.
Well, I mean, like, if you wanted to be in your kid's life, like, you shouldn't have fucking got arrested in the first place.
That's
what I'm referring.
Well, that's the trick, right?
Man, I'll do anything to get out to see my kids.
Another thing is, so let's say I'm in a program, right, and I'm court-ordered to be there, and every time I get fucked up, I go to jail. Or whenever I go to jail, it's because I was fucked up, rather, right? It's not every time. Anyway, they're like, I can't be here, man. I got to get back to my kids. What do you think they're doing 4 hours later after they you know, dip out of the program?
Their kids?
Not their kids. They're not doing their kids.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going with that.
Very rarely. Most of the time, a few hours later, they're fucking high, and they're like, oh, I was just fucking lying to myself.
In the rare occasion, they are actually going to do their kids. But
they're usually...
On some occasion, they are going to butt fuck the kids first. Right? I'm sure that happens too, but they may or may not be brought up on charges for it, because most people who do that don't get caught.
That's true. That's true.
It's just like jaywalking, right?
Dude, you know what? I get so much joy out of jaywalking in front of cops. I love it.
Well, that's because that's called white privilege.
Yeah, you know what it's called? Anarchy.
If I did that, they would shoot me.
It's called punk rock.
If I did that, they're like, hey, officer, how's it going? Hey, Bill. Oh, I thought you were someone else. Bill.
Oh, shit. That mustache, you have to be a cop. That's a pretty sweet cop stash.
Oh, my God. All right, well, that's...
They stopped for me sunglasses. Like, sorry, we'll get out of the way.
Oh, no, sorry to interrupt you.
Let me stop traffic for you.
Move along, motherfucker. Move along. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Quick break. Come back. Talk about a film. A film.
Quick breaker.
I'll be a little beast, dude, from the Infernal Realms, dude.
It's so dumb. Hey, did we forget to mention somebody from Patreon last week? Did we cut that up?
So. You got the name at towards the end.
Did we get it? Okay. Well, anywho, could you tell these dumbasses about Patreon, please?
Yeah, you know, as I said, 100% of all people will get pinworms in their butt, and there's three of us, so that's a lot of mouths to feed. And you know,
I just have pinworms burping out of my
butt. Yeah, we've all got, you know, expenses, and when you have so many pinworms, that's like three times the medication and all that other stuff.
It's like having children.
We could use a little bit of assistance. So go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast, and you can donate a little bit of money or a lot of money. You get exclusive
exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merchandise, and you help us get the pinworms out of our butt.
You get to hear us eating for 10 minutes.
Yeah. And you get to hear all the dirty, disgusting stuff that's like too vulgar to put on regular show.
Which is.
Like, we put some gross shit on regular show. So, like, the shit on Patreon is either really disgusting or just inconsequential altogether. Guess you'll have to find out.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the Who Goes Your Podcast watched 2021's Hellbender, directed by John Adams, Zelda Adams, and the most on-point name ever, Toby Poser. starring Zelda Adams, Toby Poser, Lulu Adams, John Adams.
How come he's the only poser?
Rinsen Thondon, Ken Zom. It's actually a her, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Toby was a mother.
Toby Maguire.
Sean Wilson, Judy Rosen, Rob Figueroa, and just a bunch of fucking fun. Hey, Rhett, what'd you think of Hellbender?
Well, apparently... My understanding of this film is that, you know, it's ultra low budget, right? A family made this together and they're like in it. And I guess they have another film, The Deeper You Dig. And I thought this movie was pretty, had some pretty inventive ideas, like, you know, with the witchcraft bent and about consuming the energy and like the adrenochrome type thing of these animals and getting them to like, the more fearful they are and you know, the more power you get from them. And I thought it was one of the stupidest fucking movies. It is so dumb. It has some very inventive, I will say this, it has some very inventive stuff, like visually with what it's trying to do with special effects on a very limited budget. And it gets like semi-trippy. But I mean, the words that are coming out of their mouth... And the way they are saying these words, if you gave a Shakespearean trained actor these words, they couldn't make them sound not stilted. It's already like, it's over for this cast who wrote the words. So it's their fault. So if you wrote the words, learn how to say the words in a convincing way. Or change the words.
Or don't write words.
Or don't write words. Well, okay, so
that's I was gonna, for me. That actually will tie into something I was going to say.
It's
okay.
Fucking... So it's crazy. Here's, and the band, the music, the last shot, it's fucking...
Here's what I would tell you about this film before going into detail, because I do want to. And I know it's an indie film and a family made it, and the Who Goes There podcast never has anything nice to say about films, and that's, you know, that's just our bit. But never...
That's not even true.
I know.
Okay.
But never have I seen... Such a disparity between a movie that looks nice and how bad everything else is. Because I will say, this movie looks nice. Yeah. They rented the right camera and they got somebody who has an eye for art in terms of literal scene composition. But... Brother, if I wanted to watch...
You mean like the drum set by the pool, dude?
If I wanted to watch...
That's a vintage set.
Fucking robots talk at each other for an hour and a half, I would go...
To my house.
I would go to the fucking... I can't... Bro, this shit is bad. I mean, look, yes, it's got some inventive ideas about witches, and I kind of like that... Seeing eye thing, I'm kind of into that, and
yeah, you get the blood and you soak up the stuff. Yeah,
that like it's cool, man. It's fucking cool, but bro, it fucking it took me 2 days to get through an hour and 20 minute movie,
dude. When it got to the last 20 minutes, because I was checking, and it's like it has 22 minutes left, and I'm like. I must have checked 30 times in that last 22 minutes. Well,
you know that
I had zero acceptance. Dude.
You know that thing that happens when you go to Reddit and you've exhausted all of the links that you go to click on.
Yep.
But you're just reflexively just like checking it to
it's
see.
It's like opening the fridge again.
Yeah, to see if there's anything yeah. better. That's how this was, dude. I kept like, okay, I'm going to start it again. And hopefully in another 2 minutes, things happen. Because I'm losing it, and no, Matt.
I really like this movie.
Shut the fuck up.
I thought it did a really balance and nuance. Psych!
Oh, no. Thank God.
No, dude, I fucking I decided not to watch this movie in October, and I forgot. Like it was at Telluride, and
you're
like
this is that one,
dude. Yes, within 2 minutes, I'm like, oh no, because it was at Telluride, and like one of the things we do is we always watch the trailers to see what movies we're interested in seeing. This movie had no trailer. You search on YouTube for Hellbender. And I think, like, I think they actually do this band, like, for real.
They do. This is an actual band.
So you go to YouTube you search Hellbender, and it's, like, trippy music videos for the songs. And I remember thinking, like, the videos look kind of cool, but the song is fucking terrible. And if this has anything to do with the movie. And then I realized it was the family that did Deeper You Dig, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to watch this movie ever. And then I fucking agreed to do it. And I
you forgot.
I didn't even realize. And then as soon as I saw them, I'm like, oh, fuck. And like, it has the same problem that Deeper You Dig has, where it looks really pretty. Like the dialogue, that opening. Like
you said problem, singular.
So, I mean, no. I mean, like this specific problem. Like,
yeah.
It looks really pretty, but it feels just like hollow inside. It has no foundation. It has just like nothing there, but it's got this really gorgeous package like Bailey J, and there's like nothing in the movie that's nearly as good as how it looks. It's just like the chemistry is awful. Awful is extreme.
You would think
it's like they wrote lines and are rehearsing them.
You would think that a mother and daughter, right?
Yeah, completely unnatural.
You would think that a mother and daughter could emote a little bit better on screen than mm-hmm. they do, but my God, it is literally like, and how are you today? Yep. Are you okay?
My fellow human daughter.
I am okay, mother. Today I shall drink the blood.
There was one part of one scene where it seemed like they had actually met each other before, and it was when she brought home the cool music discs from town, and they're sitting on the porch. There was a split second where like the mom kind of like leaned back into her daughter and kind of smiled, and I'm like, that looks like they know each other. Everything else looks like they met that day.
Dude, I sent you guys this message because from the get, I was like, this is bad. She was like, I picked up CDs. Cool. I cannot wait to look at them later. And it's like, you're looking at them now. What do you mean look at them later? You're looking at them currently.
They're right here. What are you doing?
They're fucking right there. And she's got this other thing she pulls out. And she's like, I thought this would be cool stuff for the band. It's one stuff she brought. One fucking stuff.
And she brought the black crown, which is like...
That was it.
Yeah. But it's like, that's like a symbol of magic, right?
And
Rhett?
Sure.
And I'm getting through this opening scene, and I go, no, dude, this cannot be it. This cannot be as good as it gets. Son of a bitch, it gets worse.
I disagree. When it gets to the pool,
oof.
It's probably the most riveting thing I've seen so far.
Wait, which time at the pool?
When it's just the two of them? Her about some disease she has, an immune deficiency disorder?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, that's weird. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You guys got to start over. Like, I want to like crawl in the movie and be like, whoa. You can say that differently, dude. Like, you cannot, you know. And also, you can change the line, right?
Yeah, you could change the line.
Just change that line. Like, dude, it's crazy. It's and honestly, look, you guys have said this before.
I have, probably.
We say a lot of things.
And I have never said it. I have to be honest with you. I was on my phone for this movie a lot. You're not getting much out of me on this one, dude. Because I don't got much for you. Like, I you know, it's just, it's, this is not, again, I'm not trying to be a dick to this lovely family who makes horrible music and horrible movies together. But you make horrible music and horrible movies together.
Dude, what is that song? Girl, Women Cut Women? What?
I award you no points.
And we are all she's a dumber.
She's a dirty penny or
okay,
something.
Okay, like, well, let's, let. I mean, let. I want to break down. That's really good. I want to break down these fucking music video scenes because it, the mind boggles.
It really does.
The mind literally boggles.
Like, when you were saying like you were liking it, I was like, dude.
Okay, so I was like, because I had texted you guys first when I was like, oh boy, like as soon as the dialogue kicked in, I'm like, this is gonna be bad. But then, like, they started with some really, like, intriguing shots. And I was like, okay, like, there's some really cool imagery in this.
Agreed.
And I thought it was going to get better because, like, they stopped talking less. And it seemed like there was a point at the beginning where the dialogue felt at least somewhat natural. Because I'm like, okay, well, maybe that was a weird thing. Maybe they recorded that significantly earlier than the rest of this. And I thought it was going to get better. And when you were like, oh, is it going okay? I just responded, yeah, because it was like not terrible, but like it's not good.
Those scenes when they're doing the music as as humans.
Those faces.
As humans are wont to do.
Doing,
you know,
the music.
Okay. Okay.
Dude, the drums at the pool, I have never wanted... to watch a scene with Rhett so bad.
No.
And like the guy's playing the drums, horrible.
I don't watch. So when I'm watching a film and there's instrumentation going on, I'm not always like, okay, I got to see all those notes being hit. And yeah, I gotta,
even Whiplash has some fucking flex.
She's not really hitting the hi-hat. She's hitting the...
That's bad news.
She had nothing... The music that was being played had nothing to do with that drum set in that fucking song.
Oh, not even that, dude. Like, so
she plays this. She's the one who's playing it.
Yeah, the guy sits down.
Here? And you made the movie.
The guy sits down and he starts playing it, and they're like, "You're so bad." And they're like, "Come on, rock star." And she gets on and she plays like a beat that I could probably play.
She goes like this the entire time that she's playing drums on this movie. It's this.
And everybody like at the pool is like, yeah, you're good. Nice. Fuck yeah.
And then music happens on that pool scene and it's like, wait.
And she's like looking around all like,
wait a second. Is she like magicking the music in and they can hear it?
Dude, or that's magic.
No, because I don't think she'd eaten the worm at that point.
Playing a straight beat and that's it is magic.
I mean, I can't do it.
Well, that's the thing. It is a little bit of a magic to have a consistent metronome. People live and die by the clock.
Okay, consistent. I think that's a big word to use in this case.
It's the consistency. Well, she was in the pocket. She was in the pocket. You know, meaning she was on the beat.
Literally,
she's the best drummer I've ever seen.
And then
with these fucking lyrics, man.
I'm gonna crush you with my feet.
Flowing like a fountain.
I'm gonna crush you with my feet.
She got solace in Armageddon. Was that it?
Yeah, there was a lot.
Dude, the Women Cut Women, I didn't understand that. I was like, is this like women doctors giving C-sections?
And not only that, dude, but there's things that they're trying to do where it's like when they're like, you know, winter eats fall.
Yeah.
Fall eats. And I'm like, okay, all right, okay.
Jorge loves that shit.
I go, I'm with you. And then they're like, oh, that's how witches die. You know, winter eats fall and fall eats summer and summer. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. See, on that note, that opening scene, dude, with that witch being hung, that looked cool. And I was like excited for what was coming based off of that first minute where it's like the bloody witch and it's like the close up of her face as she's on the ground covered in dirt and then gets like yeeted up by the neck.
Yeah,
it's like,
the editing was real kinetic. It was like kind of a early Raimi-ish almost.
Yeah.
It was really in your face.
Yeah.
I agree.
But it looked polished, and then it's just like George said, hello, human mother.
You could make the, again, you know, no one wants to feel foolish 10 years later when they've really come into their own, and this is them in the early stages as a family, because it's a great idea, this family making
movies. I think they've been a family for a while.
Well, Well, not legally.
What?
Oh. No, but the Mansons were a family too, though. You see what I mean? So I just want to be clear. But no, but
okay.
So 10 years from now, if they have a bigger budget and they're able, they're really doing good stuff. It's like that's not going to happen if they don't get something good on the page, though.
Yeah,
and that's what I mean.
And here's the thing:
who is the camera operator?
Here's the thing: when we're talking about low budget affairs, when it comes to film,
Memento's low budget,
Not only that,
are you gonna say it? Are you gonna say it?
If you're gonna say,
he's not gonna say that.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Okay. He's not gonna say Memento sucks.
No,
because he's funny.
No,
he's gonna say the battery.
I am gonna say the battery. No, I'm not gonna say the battery because it has nothing to do with what I'm trying. My point that I'm trying to make is that
derailing.
So, if the idea is that this film is a low budget film, it doesn't look like it. So they've done a good job at creating an atmosphere and an environment that does not look low budget, and I will hand that to them. But man, there is no high budget for acting because there is, you know, $200 million films that have horrible acting. So it's not a budget problem.
The dialogue needs to feel natural.
And so I'm just wondering, I go, how does this happen? You film this whole fucking thing. You've got these great shots. You've got these questionable musical interludes and you've got a meat tunnel, which I'm kind of into.
He loves the meat tunnels. Even in Dead Ringers, you like the meat tunnel.
I did like the meat tunnel. I was like, that's cool. I wonder how they did that.
That's right.
She did it with Crom.
She put, it's the worms filming it inside her own ass.
She inserted a micro camera into her rectum and the worms took it in for her. God.
Yeah, the worms go in, the worms go out.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't include poo in there, though, that's a messed up.
Yeah, she just like sidles by a shit.
Yeah, shoves it past.
Yeah.
That would be great. It's got a little peanut in it.
I would like to disagree with you on one thing. Because the visuals, I get what you're saying. The visuals, sure, they did a good job with what they have. And yes, I think the visuals are good specifically with special effects stuff and specifically with landscape shots.
Yeah.
The visuals, though, as far as like the framing of people and like all that, let me make a movie with this phone right here.
There was a shot where like the mom was sitting on the stairs and I think she was like picking through something in a bowl. Like that was a cool shot.
I thought even a lot of that's like at the end pops out because I was really focused on that.
I have no idea what happened in the end.
She has a lantern in the dark.
When things actually happen, I'm like, wait, what?
She's got a lantern in the dark. Do you guys remember that?
Yes. No.
And it's just like, it's very sparse, like, because it's darkness and a lantern and her. And it looks cheap. It's like, dude, don't. Get a different fucking lantern, please.
Can
you, can you use fire? Like, can you do something cinematic here, please?
No.
Like, no. She has a fluorescent lantern, a witch fluorescent lantern. Like, stop. Just get some help. Like, why? I don't want to see this bitch with a fucking plastic lantern. It's not cinematic at your film's climax to have this lantern from Costco in the middle of the shot. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you.
So what you're saying is it's all style, no substance.
That's not even style. That's not cinematic. Like, fucking do something with your dark face in a lantern.
It is the daughter and the dad who are the cinematographers on this.
So that's what they did for The Deeper You Dig, was it was just the three of them, and it's like there was no more than two people in a scene, and like one of the three of them would operate the camera while the other two would like direct or act.
And here's the thing, I think that the mom, Toby Poser,
that's actually Andy McDowell.
Ah, yes.
Which is amazing. Andy they Dick. Got her to come in. I mean, she was in Ready or Not, but I didn't think she was really that into the horror genre.
Yeah, she's really not really ready for it.
While You Were Sleeping is more her deal.
Totally.
That movie was good.
It's a great movie.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't come up with anything else. I was trying to go down the
no, that's because it ends with While You Were Sleeping. That's a fucking great
Toby
movie.
Toby Poser. Yeah.
There are moments when she is like a halfway decent actress.
Like a poor Andy McDowell. Economy Andy McDowell.
Yeah. There are moments where I'm like, okay, there's something going on there. Like that interaction between her and the cop, I thought was at least on in the same neighborhood as decent acting. Maybe like a back alley that, you know, that homeless people sleep in.
I just forgot about her other interactions.
But the daughter, man, she needs to stick behind the camera.
I don't know who he was, but that hiker at the beginning that comes in. Oh, hey, my God. Oh, where'd you come from?
Is that the dad?
I don't know. It might be.
He looks like Jason Mraz.
Dude, he was.
It is the dad.
He is not good.
That's why he's in there. Yep.
He was like one of the main stars of The Deeper You Dig, too, which is wild because like after seeing him in this, I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing?
My nephew lives right over the mountain. That mountain. It's like,
that's me.
Well, see, the crazy thing is, like, he was sincere. I thought he was going to be like a pedo or something. Like, I thought he was going to be like a total fucking creep trying to murder them. And he, like, honestly was just
lost in the woods. Why the fuck does she dust him?
No idea.
Because he's intruded on the land?
I think maybe because he's met
that guy.
I think because like he's met the daughter, so the mom is afraid that like he may casually mention there's a little girl living up there, and like CPS gets involved and they find out she's got fucking powers.
Why?
Because he's a man.
I mean, that's as good a reason as any for witchy movies.
Because of the patriarchy, dude?
Because of the D.
I mean, they pretty much killed every man in the movie, didn't they?
Yeah, this is a very matriarchal type thing. And that's the thing. I'm down with that. Like, make that movie and do the witchcraft thing and have these ideas. And someone steal their ideas and make a better movie.
Steal the good ones, but insert good acting.
Like, steal that shit.
Like, yeah, all the actual witchcraft stuff looked kind of cool. The little rituals, like, with picking up seeds and spitting blood and like,
yeah,
that was cool. It's real. Shit.
Well, I think I get the feeling. This is what's disappointing to me too, I guess. I guess this is
personal. As a witch yourself.
Well, I don't like labeling myself, but I like the occult stuff.
Also, boys can't be witches,
he's
dude.
He's a warlock.
He's a warlock.
That's dumb.
He's a warcock.
No, I have an interest in this stuff, and I think it felt very authentic. And then they have this dumb fucking music. And I'm like, this is not the occult music I'm looking for. Like, and this is not the occult dialogue I'm looking for. And you're like, let me watch a dark song to wash this out of my fucking, yeah. Like, and that's not witchcraft, actually. That's ritual magic.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could, I will say this.
Let me watch Pie Whack It.
Fuck Pie Whack It, dude. No, I remember you guys talking about that.
I did, you know, the scenes of the witchcraft, like I mentioned earlier, like the, you know, the seeing eye thing. And I think that stuff is very clever and it's very inventive and stuff that we haven't seen before. And, you know, being able to like read other people's dreams and all that shit and invade their dreams. Like that stuff is kind of a cool idea.
That's you, dude.
But that's me, dude. I invade your dreams, right?
I know.
That's dope.
I let you in. Let it in.
Let it in.
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't even want to say I'm disappointed because I was never appointed to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, I'm disappointed when I get the ideas and I'm like, oh, cool ideas. Cool. Oh, retardation.
Well, you were excited about that. I was disappointed that I agreed to watch a movie that I didn't even know what it was.
You were.
When I had sworn I wasn't going
to
watch it.
I kept trying to show you the thing. And that's why I said, don't call us a ret. Like, this has
this,
some.
This was a ret pick. This was absolutely a ret
shut
pick.
Shut the fuck. It was in the conversation. I kept. Here's the thing, too. People,
he's gonna pull up the text.
No, people on. I'm not gonna do the text thing right now. I don't want to do that right now. But people on the Discord have been like, "It was all right." It's like, dude, are you fucking crazy? Like, no, it wasn't.
People on the Discord clearly have bad taste, which is why they're members of Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast.
Don't say that. Don't say that about all of them either. Okay, not everyone's like, "Oh, Hellbender was really fun." Like, oh, you know what? It was an interesting movie. Not everyone said that.
You know
that.
What would make
Cthulhu
this...
Cthulhu Christ didn't say that. Notice his, like, I'm not saying shit. I'm not going to respond to this at all.
He just goes, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. You know what this movie would have benefited from?
Not being made.
Being silent.
Yeah.
Like, just...
No, I get what he's saying. If it would have been like the Headhunter, where there's like almost no dialogue,
if you had just given me subtitles and then just had sound effects, 100 times,
or
better.
Just conveyed the message through visuals, you know.
Either you guys want to guess what this has on Rotten Tomatoes?
You said earlier, and it's disappointing.
27,
96%. This is what I'm saying. And so, again, that doesn't mean that's not a median average. That means 96% of the reviews were positive. So it could be even 2.5 or 3 star. positive reviews.
I think these are mistakes.
Well, I think this is people being very kind to it being an indie film. And again, like, gosh, we come off like dicks on the show. And I get, this is different for me too because, well, you go do it. It's like, well, I'm not doing it. That doesn't mean I can't have an opinion on it. And also when you watch a sports game and someone fumbles the ball and people yell at the TV and fucking hate the guy, they don't say, well, you go do it, you know? So you can have an opinion about something without doing it. However, they're actually doing it at ground level.
Plus, we've watched, I give them credit, plenty of low budget and indie films. We've watched, George has watched fucking like torture films and found quality things to say about the films.
Well, and we said, so we like, said the visuals and the editing. Yeah, and the,
we'll find merit where there's merit. I mean, but like by and large, a lot of shit slips through the sieve, and like we got a waffle stomp talking
the whole time, and none of it's good. That's a problem. That's a mistake. That is a mistake. You're making me listen to
like what was the point of good. So like as I was watching this, I was kind of like, okay, so it's a less interesting version of Raw, but with like witches instead of cannibals.
You like Raw now?
No. But I can draw a comparison.
That movie's it's way somehow less, better. More interesting.
It's like Raw is more, Raw is more interesting than this.
Raw is a good film. This is not.
I'm pretty sure Raw had nudity, so that instantly makes it better.
Oh, just like X.
No.
X gonna give it to you.
We'll get into that. I wish we could do that today. God damn, I wish we could do that today.
You just have to rewatch it. We will.
Yeah, and that's just going to make me even more angry. Well, I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? Fuck.
Patreon.
The end. The
is that skating movie?
It is. Yeah. With D.B. Sweeney.
I've never seen that.
You're going to love it. It's
why great. Is everybody about this movie?
It's great. Everybody man. Is not.
It's great.
It's. I'm sure it's no Prayer of the Roller Boys. I'm sure it's no. It's no Gleam in the Cube.
Bro, no. It is a romantic comedy about an ex-hockey player.
It's D.B. Sweeney.
It's Happy Gilmore.
It's y'all a bunch of weenies. I'll bust you and be Sweeney.
He's been saving that one.
Wow.
It plays good later. I'm telling you.
You may not like it, but your kids are going to love
it. Your kids are going to love it. You may not like it today, but a week from now, you're going to love it.
You're going to be saying it. You're going to be like in your car. You're like,
I'm going to have no choice because he's going to beat it into our heads over the next week.
No. It's too dumb. But
And Quesarone isn't?
Quesarone is not dumb. Quesarone is like brain damage. We're not. It's not like, oh, he's dumb.
Oh, it transcends
it's like,
dumb.
It's like, oh, wow, he's really got problems.
Oh, he's really affected.
I have to be nice to him.
It's adorable.
it like evokes sympathy.
He's simple.
It's simple, Red.
No, but fuck. What else was I gonna say? Oh, and then a Metacritic, which is a median average score. It's got a 70.
It's crazy.
Right, but then on IMDb, it's a little more reasonable. It's got a 5.9.
But that's even still too much.
That's still too. I would give
when it, was this actually released? Has this only been out like a week?
No, this is
2021, right? Some point.
Well, because it's still on like the featured banner on Shudder, well, so it can't have been released that long.
It came out in the festival circuit last year, as you know.
It was it was a Telluride in October.
It wasn't released streaming wise till this year, though.
But I mean, like last couple weeks, like January,
last month or so.
So it hasn't been out long, and it's on Shudder. I think it's a Shudder original. So like, the odds of a lot of people having seen it are probably slim to none. And, you know, critics can't be trusted, present company included.
Well, in this case, again, I think they're being nice to an indie film, but it's like...
And that's a mistake.
Well, it kind of is because they're indie... I mean, listen to it. Did you hear what they said?
Well, and how many of these people that are writing positive reviews would actually watch the movie again? And how many of them would watch it again soon versus maybe
also,
in 3 years?
And also, to be 100% fair, I don't think that anybody who's going to watch this film is going to hear what we're saying and watch it or not. Like, the decision-making process to watch films, I think, doesn't, like, stop and end at the critic.
Of course not. That's why people, oh, you just listen to critics. Like, no, I you're right, I listen to them, and then I watch the fucking movie.
See, but that's the thing, is this movie's not even one of those, oh my God, it sounds so bad, I have to watch it movies.
No, it's weird, though. It's like a wicked little movie with a lot of good music, too. Like, what?
Well, that says, right there, that person has bad taste. They admitted it with in their two-sentence review.
It's problematic for me, though, because if I go look at his other reviews, it's not wildly... off on everything. I'm not like, oh, like he only likes garbage. Brain-damaged movies.
He only watches The Mummy, and that's it.
It's just like, I think you just got cucked. You're like, oh, a family made it? That's cool. And they have a band? Oh, that's cool. And it's matriarchy? Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I can't be mad because they did it together. That's really sweet, and they included their daughter. Oh,
remember? It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to remember.
No, hopefully no one members. Well, maybe they'll member and make a better film next time.
I think they took a step back because I thought Deeper You Dig was better
than this.
I thought it was better, but like still just felt empty. Like it felt like a Tootsie Pop without the Tootsie. Hmm. Mm. Nice to look at from the outside.
So it's just like a shitty hard candy.
Empty, yeah. Mm. I mean, like, yeah, I guess the hard candy's not great.
Hard candy's a good movie.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We keep mentioning hard candy. You guys want to do hard candy soon?
What, like where there's originals? Jolly Ranchers?
Want to snort some hard candy, dude?
Yeah. He's got that booger sugar.
Burger sugar. Burger sugar. Burger
sugar. So we're watching X next week. Oh, first off, do not recommend this movie.
I don't. And no. God, it's on Shudder. That's an hour and a half and...
You know, but it is pretty. If you want to like have it on in the background somewhere with no sound, it's cool to look at.
Maybe if you play like a cool metal album while this is playing, you turn down the sound.
That could be dope. And they're out of pool
with like a phone fucking filming them. No, I'm good.
Playing drums at the fucking poolside with blast beats.
Yeah.
Or like all slow like just Meg White.
You know, just throw on like a Ghost album. That'll
No, get don't you. Ever put on a Ghost album. If you own a Ghost album, throw it away.
They have a new album.
That's supposed to be great. God, people are all about Ghost. I'm like, who hurt you?
You know something? You and I are right.
Yeah. What's that one? What's you fucking?
I don't get it at all.
That's all I need to say.
You know what's we talked about earlier this week? We didn't talk about it. We texted about it. It's these fucking goofballs that are like involved with like horror and music. That it's like. Yeah, what the fuck? Like, can you just be fucking normal? Do you have to fucking wear devil horns and paint yourself red like an asshole just to make music?
Well, I don't want them to be normal. I don't want them to be like fucking.
I guess not
Spencer's gifts either.
I'm just kidding. No, I just mean.
Well, I'll pick something up, but I'm not gonna like make it look like I did a poster. For
I mean,
him.
Fuck your gimmick is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a wrestler, then
no. But dude, I think what you're leaving out is if you're a horror head, right? You should put some skulls on your wall, bro.
Exactly, dude.
Have the skulls.
Oh dude. Shit! I say that as the real skulls, have, though, dude. As I have skulls in this room, dude. Dude. Fuck.
What yeah, you do, dude?
Where are your skulls, dude?
Oh shit, dude! I got skulls, dude.
He's got skulls everywhere. There's a skull, dude. There's a skull. There's another skull. Like there's a skull. Dude. There's a skull, dude.
You like Xenomorphs?
There's three skulls by the same one, guy, dude.
Oh, you like my pet monster?
Oh, dude, see how fucking edgy I am, dude?
Dude.
Somebody, you like Gremlins too, dude? The spider gremlin?
Somebody invited me to go to Monster Palooza, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to go. There's nothing there for me. And they're like, there's horror stuff everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, but like, is there? I know there's stuff, but it's like you just look at it. I don't want to buy any of it because I don't need any of it. And it's just garbage. And I don't want to pay celebrities $50 to take a picture that looks like it was printed off of 1992 printer.
We're all pretty jaded.
Off, dude. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, no, I'd rather not go. That's a trip
like
to
that.
LA.
Fuck, I don't want to. Well, I do want to name names. Like that fucking Calabrese,
the band.
The guy.
Who is that?
A band, and it's like he wears these fucking vampire teeth in his Instagram posts, and I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's only cool when Nicolas Cage does.
Why you gotta do this in your life? Like, why?
I don't know.
Fuck.
That's awful.
That is awful.
All right. Well, that's
don't. Hey, yeah. So if you do that kind of shit, take that shit off your walls.
Yeah. Don't do it.
The fucking devil horns. When Halloween happens, don't get any stupid shit like that.
Just do it. Be a sheet ghost for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking. You know what? Just jack off and go to bed.
You know what? I think I might
just
do it.
Stop it.
I might be a sheet ghost, but with a hole cut down here too. So it's like a sheet ghost and a mobile glory hole.
There you go. Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's 3:45. We're done. Next week, X is going to give it to you.
Sophia wants to be Princess Mononoke for Halloween.
And oh, that's cool. Dope.
And she'll,
you could be that fucking wolf fuck.
That's a good idea, dude. See, that's cool.
Just not skulls, dude.
You should just be Uncle Creepy.
You can't say shit like that, man. Sure, you can't say.
All right, idiots. That's 345. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia. Can you not?
This is Rhett.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.